From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Lebanon's militant group Hezbollah buried a top military commander Friday after he was killed in an attack in Syria, where the group has deployed thousands of fighters. Hezbollah fighters carried the coffin of Mustafa Badruddin through the streets of southern Beirut Friday in a funeral procession. The 55-year-old Badruddin led the Shiite group's involvement in the Syrian civil war and was the highest official from the group to die since Hezbollah entered the conflict several years ago. Without giving any specific time, Hezbollah said that Badruddin was killed in a big explosion targeting one of its bases near Damascus Airport. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the killing. A UN committee that monitors implementation of the Convention Against Torture has condemned what it calls the ongoing practice of torture and ill treatment in Turkey and Saudi Arabia. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The committee of 10 independent experts said its major concerns included impunity for acts of torture, inhumane detention conditions, and accusations of extrajudicial killings. The committee called for a prompt, impartial, and effective investigation into these alleged killings. Saudi Arabia also came in for criticism in regard to laws and practices that the committee says amount to torture. The committee also called for a moratorium on the death penalty, noting its concern at Saudi Arabia's growing number of executions. Amnesty International reports Saudi authorities executed at least 158 people in 2015. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Remember to look at our website at VOA News. This is VOA News.